Hey, this is Steve Goss, and as this weekend is here, we're celebrating Father's Day. So why not take Dad to a concert? But what concert? Well, Mara Davis has a few ideas. Good to see you again. What would Dad like?
Great to see you. Well, there are a lot of choices here, Steve. Let's start off with dads that like wearing tight pants. Luke Bryan's coming to town. Luke Bryan is one of the kings of Nashville, right? He's just so huge in country music. And this is the kickoff of the Hunting, Fishing, and Loving Every Day tour.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. And he's a Georgia guy. He grew up in Southwest Georgia, went to Georgia Southern. He's got roots here.
He definitely does. From Leesburg, Georgia, all the way to Nashville, to worldwide success. He'll do all his hits and, you know, he'll keep it tight.
You're talking about the pants. That's what you're talking about.
Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
It's Luke Bryan at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater tonight and also tomorrow night. Another thing to note, a show that's so cool at Terminal West is the ATL Collective. They're going to be covering Marvin Gaye this time. Now, we talk about ATL Collective every now and then. They're a band that takes an album and they do it from front to back, side A and side B, and they bring in local musicians to perform. And Marvin Gaye, that to me seems like, oh my gosh, how are we going to do Marvin Gaye? But if anybody can pull this off, it's the ATL Collective.
Yeah, well, I'd be looking forward to this. What's Going On is the album they're doing. It's one of the seminal albums that came out of the early 70s. Very important in so many ways. And it's a lot of great music on there, too. And it's a concept album, obviously, about the political time and the environment and all the issues that, well, I guess we still have, don't we?
So let's come together at the ATL Collective, celebrating Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. That's at Terminal West tonight.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
One of the big stars locally is playing at a new venue, relatively new venue, the Roxy up near SunTrust Park. T.I. is performing there. Here's a guy who, gosh, he's got a dozen albums out. They've all done very well. he's making a lot of money, and he's involved in a lot of different things, too.
T.I. certainly has had his issues, but you know what? He's acting, he writes, he sings, he raps. He's an ambassador to the community. And when SunTrust Park debuted the Roxy there, they came out with a lot of hometown stars, and T.I. was one of them.
Yeah, he's opened a couple of clubs. He's a part owner of Tidal, the music streaming service. He's really branching out and becoming quite, well, an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
In more ways than just musically.
So. Maybe not the restaurant business. That one didn't work out.
Well, no,
so
that's,
well.
That's a tough business.
That's T.I. at the Roxy on Sunday night. Let's push forward to Wednesday night. We didn't want to leave without mentioning this show because I never thought it would happen. Lindsay Buckingham and Christine McVie. Now, you're used to Buckingham Nicks. That's how it all started. But Christine McVie left Fleetwood Mac when they were really getting back together again and all the hype and everything happening. After a couple of years, she was just like, you know what? I don't want to be retired anymore. I want to get back out on the road. So they talked to each other and decided, let's go ahead and put out a record. And it's just called Buckingham McVie. It sounds like the old Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, and old is the operative word because Christine McVie was one of the foundation voices of Fleetwood Mac before Buckingham Nicks came along.
That's right.
I love her voice. I love the stuff she does. I think she is just phenomenal. And Lindsey Buckingham, I mean, the two of them together, you know, who needs the rest of the band?
It's great. I don't even think Stevie Nicks is mad about this. I think that's going to be a really interesting show. And the Wallflowers are a part of it, too. They're opening up. So that'll be a good night of music. That's Buckingham McVie.
You're going to have to get used to saying that, aren't we?
And the Wallflowers, Wednesday night at Chastain.